Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE English Language Study Podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important skill areas in your exam, communicating clearly and effectively. This is topic 2.4 in your specification, and it's absolutely crucial because it underpins both your reading analysis and your writing tasks across paper 1 and paper 2. Now, let me be clear from the start. English language is not about memorizing characters or themes from novels. It's about demonstrating your ability to read unseen texts critically, analyze how writers use language and structure, and produce your own compelling writing. The examiners are looking for candidates who can go beyond simply spotting techniques and actually explain their effects with precision and sophistication. In the next 10 minutes, we'll cover the core concepts you need to master, explore some essential exam techniques, highlight common mistakes that cost students marks, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test your understanding. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with reading skills, because this is where many students struggle to move from foundation to higher-level responses. When you're faced with a question like, how does the writer use language to create tension? You need to do more than just identify techniques. The MARC scheme rewards analysis of effect. Here's the framework you must internalize. P. That's point, evidence, analysis, link. First, make your point by identifying the technique. For example, the writer uses a metaphor. Next, provide evidence with a short embedded quotation, describing the city as a beating heart. Now comes the crucial part, analysis. Don't just say it creates a picture. Explain the specific effect. This suggests vitality in life, making the city feel alive and dynamic to the reader. Finally, link back to the question. This creates a sense of energy that directly engages the reader and builds atmosphere. Notice how we zoomed in on the word beating heart and explored its connotations? That's what separates level 3 and level 4 responses. You're not just feature spotting, you're analyzing the writer's deliberate choices and their impact on the audience. Now, let's talk about structure. This is often misunderstood. Structure isn't just about paragraphs, it's about how the writer organizes their ideas to create meaning. Look for shifts in focus, changes in narrative perspective, sentence length variation, and patterns like cyclical structure or foreshadowing. When you analyze structure, always ask yourself, why has the writer chosen to present information in this order? What effect does this create? For example, if a text begins with a dramatic action scene and then flashes back to explain the context, the writer is using structure to hook the reader immediately before providing background. That's a deliberate choice that affects how we engage with the text. Moving on to writing skills. In Section B of your exam, you'll be asked to produce either creative writing or transactional writing. The key to success here is understanding TAP, type, audience, purpose. Before you write a single word, identify these three elements from the question. Are you writing a letter, an article, a speech? Who is your audience? Teenagers, parents, a local newspaper editor? What's your purpose? To persuade, inform, entertain, argue? Your register must match your TAP. If you're writing a formal letter to a head teacher, you cannot use slang or contractions. If you're writing a magazine article for teenagers, you need a more relaxed, engaging tone. The MARC scheme explicitly rewards candidates who manipulate tone and register with sophistication. Let's talk about persuasive techniques because these are essential for transactional writing. Remember the acronym AFOREST: alliteration, facts, opinions, rhetorical questions, emotive language, statistics, and the rule of three. These are your tools for crafting compelling arguments. But here's the key. Don't just throw them in randomly. Use them purposefully to enhance your argument. For instance, if you're writing a speech arguing for more school funding, you might open with a rhetorical question. Do you want our students to succeed? Then follow with a statistic. Studies show that 85% of students in well-funded schools achieve higher grades. Then use emotive language. Every child deserves the opportunity to reach their full potential. See how each technique builds on the last to create a persuasive, cohesive argument? Finally, let's address technical accuracy, because this is worth 20% of your marks in writing tasks. Spelling, punctuation, and grammar matter enormously. But it's not just about avoiding errors. It's about using ambitious punctuation to enhance your writing. Semicolons to link related ideas, colons to introduce lists or explanations, dashes for emphasis, and parenthetical commas for additional detail. These show linguistic maturity and control. Now, let's talk about what goes wrong in the exam and how to avoid it. The most common mistake I see is feature spotting without analysis. Students write things like, the writer uses alliteration, and then move on. That earns you no marks. You must explain the effect. The sibilant sounds in Slithering Snake create a sinister, threatening atmosphere that unsettles the reader. Another mistake is not embedding quotations. Don't write a sentence, then dump a quote on a new line, then write another sentence. Embed your evidence smoothly. The writer describes the city as a beating heart, suggesting vitality and life. In writing tasks, the biggest error is failing to plan. I know you're under time pressure, but 5 minutes spent planning will save you time and improve your response dramatically. Identify your tap, jot down 3 or 4 key points, decide on your structure, and then write. This prevents rambling and ensures coherence. Also, many students forget to proofread. Allocate 5 minutes at the end of Section B specifically to check for sentence demarcation errors, comma splices, and homophone confusion. These are easy marks to secure if you're vigilant. And here's a timing tip. For reading questions, allocate roughly 1 minute per mark. A 4-mark question should take about 5 minutes, an 8-mark question about 10 minutes. For writing tasks, you should spend approximately 45 minutes, including planning and proofreading. Stick to these timings and you won't run out of time. Right, let's test your recall with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause briefly, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does PEEL stand for? Point, evidence, analysis, link. Question 2. What does aforest stand for? Alliteration, facts, opinions, rhetorical questions, emotive language, statistics. 3. Question 3. What are the 3 elements of TAP? Type, audience, purpose. Question 4. Name 2 structural features you might analyze in a text. Possible answers include shifts in focus, narrative perspective, sentence length variation, cyclical structure, foreshadowing, flashback. Question 5. What percentage of marks in writing tasks is awarded for technical accuracy? 20%, which is AO6. How did you do? If you got all 5, excellent work. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential skills for communicating clearly and effectively in your OCR GCSE English language exam. Remember, in reading tasks, always analyze the effect of techniques, not just identify them. Use the PEEL framework to structure your responses. In writing tasks, identify your TAP before you start, use persuasive techniques purposefully, and don't forget to proofread for technical accuracy. The key to success in English language is practice. Read widely, analyze how professional writers craft their texts, and practice writing in different forms and registers. The more you engage with language actively, the more confident and skilled you'll become. Thank you for listening to this study podcast. I hope you feel more prepared and confident about your exam. Remember, you've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.